He scraped with his foot and flapped his arms like a rooster about to crow, and the bandsmen sitting in the green rotunda blew out their cheeks and glared at the music. Now there came a little fluty bit, very pretty. A little chain of bright drops. She was sure it would be repeated. It was. She lifted her head and smiled. Only two people shared her special seat. A fine old man in a red velvet coat, his hands clasped over a huge carved walking stick, and a big old woman, sitting upright, with a roll of knitting on her embroidered apron. They did not speak. This was rather disappointing, for Miss Brill always looked forward to the conversation. She'd become really quite expert, she thought, at listening as though she didn't listen, at sitting in other people's lives just for a minute while they talked around her. She glanced sideways at the old couple. Perhaps they would go soon. Last Sunday, too, hadn't been as interesting as usual. An Englishman and his wife, he wearing a dreadful Panama hat and she button boots. And she'd gone on the whole time about how she ought to wear spectacles. She knew she needed them, but that it was no good getting any. They'd be sure to break and they'd never keep on. And he'd been...